Internets, what's up? This is Premium Pete, and you are now locked in. You're listening to Full Service Radio. I remember years ago, somebody told me, Premium Pete, man. Yo, you're that sneaker guy. And I don't know why. I took that shit like, fuck, that's all I am? And I was like, okay, yeah, how are you? You know, we chopped it up. And then when I left, I was like, damn, I want to be no more than that. Listen, internets, I go by the name of Premium Pete, born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. You know, I mean, there's a bunch of things people call me, but they never call me late for dinner. You know, you don't know this when you're young, but like people say, like, what do you want to do? You know, I knew I just wanted to do something that was bigger than me. Yeah, so Combat Jack, also known as Reggie Ose, rest in peace. You know, he passed away on December 20th, 2017. Proud Haitian, somebody who was a first of his kind. As far as like, they were called the hip hop lawyers, him and Ed Woods. You know, they represented people like Dame Dash, Jay-Z, gave deals to 3LW, Tuff, Nori. Like, there was so many. They were like the first of his kind as far as being able to do deals for people who look like them. He got burnt out in that business, and they shut down shop. He did a bunch of things. He wrote a book. He was an author. And then, you know, shouts to A. King. He was over at PNC Radio, and he had this idea that he pitched Combat and Dallas Penn, shouts to Dallas Penn, about doing an internet radio show. You know, I came there through Dallas Penn. I was a friend of Dallas. I was a long time in the world of sneakers and fashion and the culture of that. Because, mind you, anybody listening to hip-hop is not only music. It's the way you walk. It's the way you talk. The way we dress. You know, there's so many styles. You know, many styles. You know, Dallas, like I said, he brought me up on probably like the fourth or fifth episode in. And I never left. And he found his niche. He found his voice. Like, it was weird. People looked at him like, you're a lawyer. I turned a podcaster. It was looked funny upon. But we sat down with everybody from Chuck D to LL Cool J to Ice-T. Like, bro, like, I grew up, I loved New Jack City. I'm sitting in front of fucking Ice-T. He's like, yo, what's up, Pete? I'm like, what the fuck? There's a lot of young artists. And I'll be honest with you, I come from the era of almost the beginning. I still look young, you know, but I'm older. But at the same time, what was then is then. What now is now. So you give people don't have to sound like, I don't need a new kid to sound like Slick Rick to be like, oh, he's good. Or Jay-Z. You're not looking for another Jay-Z. So I think just showcasing talent is important. And I want to, you know, I've been doing that a lot socially too, just bigging people up. Because I think that while you're here, sometimes I feel like we wait for people to be dead to fucking give them credit. Like, oh, he was dope, or he was on the rise. Like, why don't you say that beforehand? When you have people who look at you, or you have the mic, so to speak, you should big people up because, you know, when it's your time to go, you know what I mean? It's like, it's just good energy, man. Keep good energy, man. Don't keep anything toxic around you, man. Right now, if you're listening to this, you should... at whoever podcast you listen to that gave you jewels or gems and thank them. Because they were in podcasting. One thing about beautiful about podcasting, there are so many fucking free gems. It's like, bro, forget college. Listen to podcast. It feels great. Look, I get emails all the time of like, bro, some of the great shit that I love is like when a street kid hits me. And I say street kid is because I grew up in the street. And a dude hit me and I'll never forget in the email. I was looking at it today. To make sure, I always try to go back and forth to make sure I answer all these people who hit me up. He wrote to me like, yo, I don't really hit people up like this. And, you know, because it's like, I was Brooklyn kids too. It's like, we're always like, yo, like they use this term, like, yo, not to be a dick rider, but I fuck with you, you know? And it's like, yo, you don't have to say not to be a dick rider. Like, yo, I fuck with you too. What's your name? Where you from? You know, he's like, yo, I'm from the street and I don't really fuck, but yo, you helped me through a lot of times and you know, you gave me insight and you were right on time. And the point I'm trying to make is to be acknowledged and known as somebody who is in that world is special too. It's almost like in a college or a high school. And a lot of the kids I graduated with, and then you see new people come in and sort of like, oh yeah, he's an alumni or something. You know, I've been able to find myself in multiple different platforms, you know, everything from podcasting to the food business, to startups, to working with companies, to really just be honest with you and rest in peace to my brother Combat Jack. I was able to be a part of, you know, I want to say some beginning hip hop podcasting. Long form content, was able to break the door open for stars, you know, like the Joe Budden podcast and the Rap Radar podcast. And if you started something, right, and somebody else became, say, richer than you because of it, you may have broke down the door, but their talent also got them something. Like, I feel like what I was involved in with Combat Jack Show really opened the door for a lot of those guys, but they're all super talented. Finding peace is what makes me happy. Like, I became such a fucking weirdo. You know, I live in Jersey. It's a little West bubble fuck. But I grew up, you know, in you know, there's like fucking bag ladies and bums outside my house and crackheads. And now I got deers on my lawn. And I find that to be special, man. I find that a success. And again, success to you or success to me could be different. But what makes me happy is just the kids and really being able to do what I love.